USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's Supreme Court will begin a new work week at full strength for the first time in many months, as Brett Kavanaugh has been sworn in as the High Court's 114th Justice, the 53-year-old judge confirmed to the post by the U.S. Senate just a few hours earlier.
The nomination of Brett M. Kavanaugh of Maryland to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States is confirmed.
Vice President Mike Pence there announcing the final vote of 50-48. Later, as Kavanaugh took the oath, protesters were chanting outside the Supreme Court building. After Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meets with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang earlier today, he posts a photo of himself and Kim on Twitter saying that progress towards denuclearizing the North continues to be made. This is USA Radio News.
You remember how on the Phil Harris show Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with MyPillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
More now on the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the High Court. Shortly after that Senate vote yesterday, President Trump blasted Democrats during a campaign rally in Topeka, Kansas, for how they handled the confirmation process.
You don't hand matches to an arsonist, and you don't give power to an angry left-wing mob, and that's what they've become.
First Lady Melania Trump is wrapping up a four-stop African trip in Egypt after visiting Ghana, Malawi, and Kenya. During the trip, she says she's had a great opportunity to see the results of efforts by the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, firsthand.
We are helping them on the journey for self-reliance.
Tropical Storm Michael off Central America now will impact Mexico, Cuba, and then the United States Gulf Coast, according to the National Hurricane Center. It could reach the Gulf Coast by Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The nation's largest mattress retailer filing for bankruptcy. Mattress Firm blames its rapid expansion in recent years, during which it often opened locations very close to each other, resulting in what it calls the cannibalization of sales. The Houston-based company filing for Chapter 11 protection in federal court in Delaware Friday, saying it plans to close up to 700 of its 3,200 stores around the country as part of its reorganization plan to stay afloat. In court documents, Mattress Firm lawyers say the company's previous management team made miscalculations as it rebranded over 1,300 stores it had bought from competitors over the past 2 years. They say it now has more than $1 billion in liabilities and has over 50,000 creditors. Music legend Tina Turner reveals in a new autobiography that her husband gave her a kidney. Turner writes in her book, My Love Story, which is out later this month, that her husband and longtime partner, Edwin Bach, stepped up to donate the organ when she underwent an operation in April of last year. Her own kidneys had failed her after a homeopathic course of treatment she took after suffering from a stroke and intestinal cancer. She goes on to add that, incredibly, some people still believe that Bach only married her for money. The Yankees and Astros win yesterday's two baseball playoff games. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com for USA Radio News.